Welcome to Eat This Scroll, a University Fellowship Church podcast. My name is Chris Moore, and I am happy to be here with you, my friends. We do this twice a week. We chew on God's word and what we are in the thick of in our respective ministries here at the church, and give you a peek behind the curtains of our hearts, also the ministries you're a part of, and hopefully encourage your walk with Christ wherever you're at today, doing dishes, driving, jogging. What do people, I don't know what they do. I've got Jamie Harms with us.
Hi, Chris.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello.
Happy to have you.
Thank you.
It's always fun. We have a big topic today.
A big topic?
Big topic. Mm-hmm. Big intent. I'm just kidding. I'm hyping it up for no reason. I'm feeling a little bit, a little loopy, I think. Sleep deprivation. That's what I'll blame it on. Four kids.
That works.
Yeah. But you are a part of the women's ministry in, in that you help the goings-ons there. Brianna's now taken that over. But you wanted to come and talk about what women's ministry has been going through, their current study. And I have a wife.
Yes.
And she is a part of that.
She is.
And so I've gotten to hear some good things about this study. So I thought, yes, I would love to talk about this.
Yeah, well, we as the ladies of UFC are spending 7 whole weeks on the topic of spiritual gifts.
Hot dog.
Hot dog. And so it's a lot of fun. It's a little bit out there. And so it really affords a lot of good conversation about what are the gifts? How do we use the gifts? Why do we have the gifts? Who gave us the gifts? All of those types of things. And so it's been good.
Now, get the elephant out of the room.
Yes.
Or at least point to the elephant that is in the room. Gifts, lots of people from lots of different backgrounds have lots of opinions, and they range on how strong they feel about their opinions on this topic specifically.
Yes.
And knowing that we have, you know, probably people in our church who hold varying beliefs on this, how has this gone so far covering this potentially, you know, emotional or exciting topic?
Well, there's a lot of people from our church with different backgrounds. And this is one of the topics that we would consider middle of the triangle
things. Sure.
So UFC practically practices spiritual gifts in one way, but you can disagree or you can have different viewpoints on spiritual gifts and still be a part of UFC. And so we have made sure that everybody's aware that that is the case and that it's okay to ask questions and to push back. And so we've talked with each other about what our backgrounds are in spiritual gifts, what our experiences have been, and just use that as a way to launch forward our discussion as we dig into scripture.
So for those who are unfamiliar, can you explain the triangle for us?
Yes. So the triangle is something that Brett has used to kind of explain the things that are really important that would be the foundation that would make you a Christian. So the bottom of the triangle would be that, you know, Jesus is God and that we have a Trinity and that he died for us and he rose again, things along those lines.
Yeah.
Very basic foundational truths. The middle of the triangle tends to be more like denominational distinctions, whether it's your view of eschatology, which, you know, Brett's preaching through Daniel and Revelation. And so those, he's mentioned that, that there's differing views there for people who take the Bible seriously and have dug into it. That some of the things in the middle of the triangle are like spiritual gifts and the practices of spiritual gifts or baptism complementarian, egalitarian type spectrum things along those lines. And so there's a bunch of different things in the middle of the triangle that make each church distinct from one another, but they still have the foundation the same.
Yeah. So the bottom of the triangle would say, if you do not believe with one of these points, you are not a Christian.
I believe so.
Yep. So a differentiate there. The middle would say, largely, we would consider each other brother and sister in Christ, but maybe it's difficult to work together.
Yeah, are different. And then the top of the triangle is a preference. What kind of songs do you sing? What paint colors in your hallway? Those types of things make it feel distinct. Maybe your church has an identifying distinction there, but it's really just preferences. There's nothing grounded in scripture.
Musty whether carpets, you have that's what I want.
blue in your office wall versus green.
Yeah,
those types of things.
So that makes it really easy to say, hey, this falls into a very inconsequential area and should not be a factor with how we fellowship and who we fellowship with.
But the fun thing about the middle of the triangle pieces is that it does force you to get into the Bible for yourself.
Yeah.
And say, okay, what does the Bible say? And what do I think about this based on what I'm reading in the Bible? And so that's what we're hoping for with the spiritual gifts. We're looking at different passages with the women and saying, well, what does the Bible say about spiritual gifts? What are the things that we all agree on with spiritual gifts? And what are the things where we might differ and why? Mm-hmm. And so it's okay as we wrestle through some of those questions, because when we do so with scripture, it actually drives us towards Jesus.
Yeah.
And it builds intimacy with one another. We have a deeper understanding of one another. So that's the goal of this study, not necessarily to argue every single point that there is possibly been made about spiritual gifts.
Yeah. So is this something that our women are approaching in the sense of like a personality test, or is this something that they are looking at something to employ in areas of their strength, but also not neglect areas where maybe they go, oh, I don't think I've been naturally wired for X, Y, and Z, but I can still serve in those ways.
Completely. So there are a bunch of different kind of like personality tests, spiritual gifts out there, and they're fun, but they're just kind of a tool. Mm-hmm. We have encouraged our women to use that basically as a tool, but really there's a whole lot of other things to discovering your gifts, like knowing scripture or, you know, actually going and serving. Realizing, you know what, this one might not be my wheelhouse, but I can serve over here. Or maybe God has asked you to do something that you really don't like, but he's equipping you to do that in that moment. And that's okay too. I grew up in a small church, and I remember we had to, as a family, go help clean the church once a month. We're on a teaching or a cleaning rotation. And I remember my dad saying, cleaning toilets is not my spiritual gifts, but God asked me to do it. It needs to get done so you can help me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so it's all, a lot of our spiritual gifts are things that we're all called to do. Yeah. We just maybe thrive in one area or we enjoy one area more, but all of it is helping us become more Christ-like when you take a look at the lists of the gifts that are involved. And it allows us to serve each other and complete the body of Christ with the things that we have been gifted with.
Yeah. Yeah, I know sometimes with personality tests in particular, it can be tempting to go, oh, this is just how I am. I'm not really gifted in cleaning toilets, you know.
And you can take a spiritual gifts survey a couple years later and it's different.
Yeah.
And so really, they're for fun and they're to kind of get you into digging in and seeing what's in scripture. Yeah.
And
prayer and serving and being in scripture will help you, are the first things that you do in discovering your spiritual gifts. And then, you know, maybe a fun tool to bring up some discussion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I really appreciate that you brought up the fact that God will call us into something that we don't feel equipped to do.
Totally.
And I think that we see that over and over again in scripture. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it kind of bucks against this tendency that we have to say, well, that doesn't feel right, or that doesn't bring me joy, or that doesn't this, or that doesn't that. And it takes that away from us, which I think is a very cultural trend right now to think that way.
But yet God also doesn't want us to make us miserable the whole time.
Sure.
And so sometimes you find, like, for me, I absolutely love teaching kinder and first. And it's one of my favorite things that I get to do on Sunday mornings is to go be with the kinder first graders. And I find a lot of joy in that and so forth. There are other things that I get to do around here that are not quite my favorite, but God has called me to do all of it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the thing, if I only had to do things that were miserable to me, that wouldn't be great. And if I only did fun things and neglected all those others, I wouldn't grow in the same way. And so God helps us balance those two with the things that he's called us to do, both for our joy and development.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can't Marie Kondo everything.
Nope. No. Not quite.
So how many weeks are you guys in now?
This is our third week. We're going to have our third week
out of seven.
This week.
Okay.
Out of seven.
And have you been able to be a part of conversations with women who are beginning to identify ways that they can meaningfully contribute to God's body and are becoming excited about that?
We're getting there. So this is the first week we're going to start talking about the actual gifts themselves. We've kind of been setting the stage the last few weeks about what is the purpose of spiritual gifts. And we see over and over throughout scripture that the purpose of these gifts is to build up the body, to encourage one another, point one another towards Christ and be a blessing. It's not about ourselves.
Right.
And so we've started kind of in that vein. And now we're moving into, well, what does the Bible say? There's several different lists of gifts that we see in scripture. There's three of them. And what do those mean? And, you know, what does that look like today? Does it look the same as back then? Does it not? And what that might mean. Mm-hmm. But the whole goal and purpose is, well, how are we serving the body with what God has given us, whether that's time or a specific skill or desire? How are we building up the body around us?
Yeah.
And so this week we get to talk about the gifts of helps, service gifts.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking forward to that. Those are the very practical gifts. Mm-hmm. Often they'll talk about that as people gifts versus content gifts.
Yeah.
And both are super important and for different reasons. And so that's the general direction that we're heading for this week is the gifts of helps, the serving gifts.
Besides just simply having the information, mm-hmm. what do you think are maybe one or two main barriers that people find to exercising gifts or simply building up the body mm-hmm. of believers?
There's, I think, multiple different barriers that often pop up. One is they might not know the need exists. Mm. And so, you know, that the more we can communicate, the better. I think a lot of people often feel like, well, I can only do this and it's not much, so it's not worth it.
Yeah.
And then they're not even willing to just offer it or put themselves out there. So I think those are two of them. The barriers that we might see mm-hmm. within our body of people not using their gifts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know one thing that I think about, and I think probably as a staff we discuss here and there on a fairly regular basis, is the idea that we have paid professionals mm-hmm. who are in charge of doing X, Y, and Z, or we've got really key volunteers mm-hmm. who are always serving X, Y, and Z, and that might communicate to people that, oh, they've probably got it covered. Like, they probably wouldn't need what I can bring to this mm-hmm. thing. You know, I can't do it as well as so-and-so. They're paid to do this or whatever.
So I'm not going to even do it.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. I'm not even going to throw my hat in the ring.
One of the things that we've talked about with the women in the past, for example, I prayed for years that another woman would be able to come and help teach. Mm-hmm. And I think in conversation with women, they're like, well, I'm not like Jen Wilkin, or I'm not like, and they can name women that you can watch that seem super polished. And so they don't see all of the years leading up to that.
Yeah, they didn't start there.
And then it discourages them from even trying to use mm-hmm. their gifts. And so I'm super excited now we have a glut of great women who are willing to teach, but you've had to overcome that barrier mm-hmm. of, I'm not going to look perfect and I'm going to make mistakes and that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's not just for teaching gifts. I think it's for a lot of our other gifts too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that. That is a key motivator for me on a regular basis where I think I'm not where I want to be, mm-hmm. but if I don't take the time right now to take a baby step in that direction, mm-hmm. then I'll be one less baby step closer tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like everything moves you forward. And when you understand that it's a process and oftentimes, you know, if we want to bring excellence to it, it's a process that does take time and energy, mm-hmm. but usually one that's practiced by cutting your teeth on the actual thing itself.
Exactly. And it takes time. And so for the example of teaching, it's okay if you make a mistake or you can't find where you are and you can get feedback, you can go back and learn new things, and that's fine. Women mm-hmm. are still then thinking about what God has said in his word and they're doing it together. So it doesn't have to be polished to bear fruit. Mm-hmm. And we do want to steward the gifts God has given us well and grow in them.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean we have to be perfect all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially, I mean, with many of those things, I am always reminding myself that if God is not at work in this thing, then mm-hmm. it doesn't matter how good I'm doing.
Exactly.
And if God mm-hmm. is at work in this thing, then it's happening in spite of how well I'm doing it.
I am so thankful that God uses us despite our downfalls.
Yeah, me too. And hopefully that's a comfort to anyone mm-hmm. thinking, you know, well, I could bake cupcakes or I could offer to, you know, come hang out and have coffee, but am I that good of a conversationalist or can I really bake or can I really teach or counsel somebody else? Like, you know, all these things we disqualify ourselves with.
Well, I also think sometimes we think it only is a spiritual gift if it happens at church.
Yeah.
And in reality, it could be mowing your neighbor's lawn.
Yeah.
It could be, you know, encouraging another person from church by taking them out to coffee. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, saying, hey, do you want to read the book of Romans with me? Let's just read it and go for a walk this week. I mean, it's not confined to the church building to be a blessing to the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And so sometimes if we have eyes to see the things that are just going on around us, we can see how God is using that too to build his kingdom.
I know there's a couple in our church that she has, I think, one or two coworkers who are non-believers. Maybe one of them is a believer. I can't quite recall. And she seized an opportunity to go through scripture with this coworker. And it's just amazing. Like, nobody is prodding her to do that. Nobody, you know, maybe she sought spiritual counsel from others, but from what I understand, she just saw that as an opportunity and seized it. And I think what a great way to employ the joy and the hope and the skills that God has given you.
Totally.
In a way that is outward facing as well.
Yep, exactly. And so that's what we're really encouraging these women to do, is it's not necessarily, the goal isn't to say, this is my one gift and this is how I'm going to use it.
But
to say, okay, am I prayerfully considering the day that my God has given me, and have eyes to see where I can be a blessing to others, both in his body and in the world around us.
Yeah. And boy, it's not a message we need every day.
Yeah.
Well, Jamie, it's encouraging to me. It's is this something that the doors have closed, or is this something that somebody can still pop in on?
They would be welcome to still come.
Okay.
Yep. Great. We've got 5 weeks left. And so there's plenty of time to jump into conversation and to be a part of it.
That's one thing I love about, especially our women's ministries. I mean, I think all our ministries, it's true of, is that people can come no matter how late they're coming, and they're still going to be welcomed in and not feel like an outsider to these things. So it's a wonderful encouragement. Well, thank you for talking to us about spiritual gifts. I know that that's a challenging, but obviously very profitable function of God's body. And so I think any time that we can reorient ourselves to our God and our purpose here on earth while we're here is time well spent. All right, listener, hopefully you were encouraged to consider, how are you uniquely gifted and placed by God to glorify him and serve his bride? All right, we'll get you on the next episode. Bye. Well, thanks for listening. Thank you to our guests for coming and sharing what they've been chewing on in God's Word. We produce these podcasts and release them twice a week, so please subscribe so you don't miss out on one. And don't forget, love God, love your neighbor, and make disciples.